So I came over to that, and I had a lot of, boy, that was a shock. I was married for a long time. I had a life that was built. I had a house, cars, a good, everything was good except the way my wife felt about me. You know, that's a hard thing. It was a hard thing to swallow. I let a lot of that. I mean, I kind of went off the deep end. I stopped coming to church. I let all that envy and anger and bitterness build up inside me. You know, it wasn't very long that, you know, I was just full of hatred and anger and bitterness. And I don't care. You can't have a relationship with anybody when you have that problem. Though, and this is the first, you know, I was saved. I fell away from the Lord at that time. You know, instead of coming to church, I went to the bars. I mean, for about, I don't know, a good while, you know. And the Lord was gracious enough to me to keep pursuing me and let me come back. And it was about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, you know, I started coming back to church here. And I met some great people. I tell you, this is the first thing I did. I just want to give you a little story so you can see where I was coming from and what you really have to, you know, these relationships, they can be really hard to mend that kind of stuff. And anyway, first thing I did was get some good advice. Because I got some bad advice. We'll turn. You can turn with me if you want, or just let me read whatever. In Proverbs 19, verse 20, it says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise. Many are the plans of man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." You know, you do. I had lots of plans, you know. Weren't good ones. But no, when I came back to church, I wanted to do things right. I saw the way I was living, and it was wrong. And I thought, man, that's really good. And here, this is what, Kirk, you just preached on this not long ago. I looked up advice, and this is one of the things that came up, and it was good. It's David. It's 1 Samuel, verse 25, or chapter 25, verse, got to get these out, verse 32. David said to Abigail, well, everybody got it, sorry. I thought you guys had your Bibles memorized like I do. All right. David said to Abigail, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has sent you today to meet me. May you be blessed for your good judgment and for keeping me from bloodshed this day and from avenging myself with my own hands. Otherwise, surely, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has kept me from harming you, if you had not come quickly to meet me, not one male belonging to noble would have been left alive by daybreak." So, I mean, those are just two verses just on advice, because, you know, even people love you. My sister, God bless her, you know, she loves me. She's a great person. She's not saved, you know. Most of my family is not. So all the advice I was getting was from the world. You know, yeah, you have every right to hate them. You should hate them. You know, don't let her get away with that. Don't, you know, nothing at all about love. You know, and you listen to that, you start believing it. You feed into it, you know. Oh, yeah, I deserve it. You know, she shouldn't, you know, I have every right to hate her, you know. And instead of praying for her, I mean, if I prayed for her, it'd be called to call fire from heaven down to consume her. You know, that's the only way I want to pray for her. You know, it was... It wasn't a good thing, but we started coming back to church here. I met like Nathan and Rachel, and I started getting some good advice. They guys gave me great advice, and I saw how to love somebody, you know. And that really is it. The first thing you can do if you got a hard situation, get good godly advice, yes. Not just from advice from good people, because there's a lot of good people with bad advice. If it's not coming out of the Word of God, it's not good advice. You know, that's really, really true. It's, but anyway, and the second thing I did, you know, instead of looking at her, I took a good look at myself. You know, I always looked at her and look what you did to me. Look what you did to me. You destroyed my life, my kids, you know, all this stuff, and then him too. I mean, there was times I wanted to kill him. I mean, I planned on killing him. I had a gun. I was going to shoot him. You know, he happened to walk out of his house with his little girl. Or I'd be in jail and he'd be dead right now. I was so thankful because I was just consumed with this hatred. Anyway, I took a look. I thought, I'm saved. I'm a Christian. They're not. I can't really expect them to change. You know, Well, why look at her and wait for her to treat me with respect and with all this? You know, it's not going to happen. You got to do that to them first. And if you can treat them with respect, it is a, you know, they'll eventually it'll start coming around. What I did is I got, we can turn it in Galatians. Oh, Galatians 5, verse 16. I'll try to keep all this so it flows right. Don't normally get up and talk for this long, so this is a new experience for me, too. All I got to do is be able to find it here. Okay. All right. Okay, verse 16 says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." So there I was. I'm coming back to church. I want to do what's right. And I hate her. And I know that's not, they don't go together. You know, so it's like, oh, I want to live by the Spirit. But I want to live by the world too when I'm with her. Because I want to, you know, lash out at her. But anyway, I would look and I was like, okay, how you do this? I made a list on one side with the fruits of the Spirit. And on the other side with, you know, what do you call them? Fruits of the world? I don't know. But, I'd look. I said, do I treat her with love? Definitely. No, I mean, I could go all the way down this list. And I thought, well, I came back. I'm doing so good. You know, I could live like that toward just about anybody except her. And it had to change. You know, my kids were suffering from it. I couldn't get along with her. So, and every time we were around each other, it's a big argument, a fight, and name calling. And, you know, it gets heated. And next thing you know, I having to do a lot of repenting every time I was around her. You know, it wasn't easy. But anyway, I looked at the fruits of the Spirit. I thought, this is what I got to practice. I got to practice fruits of the Spirit. And it's not easy, you know, towards somebody that you don't care about. But if you can start doing it, I mean, I would do it. I want to treat her with love. Man, I'll tell you what, something that was hard to do was to treat her kind, with love, gentleness. I was like, wow. I thought, you know, really had to get some self-control, honestly, because you have to control what you say. This is all war of words right now, so. You know, and she didn't make it easy because every time I was around her, she was bringing something up. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You did, you know, so it was like, you know, and most of them were wrong. She wasn't, you know, she was just taking it all out on me because I was the most convenient person to do that with. So really, you know, I started praying like, Lord, I want to live like this, not like that, you know. It's something that he will help you with. I don't think it changes overnight, you know. I know it don't. But, I mean, I went through this, and it was something. It took a few years, you know. Before I'd go to her house, and she'd start with me, or she'd call me or come over, and she'd start yelling and screaming, yeah, you did this, that, and, you know. Then I'd go back, you know, and the Lord started reminding me. When I'd start getting ready to argue with her and I'd get into it with her, he'd start reminding me about what it says in James about controlling your tongue, having self-control. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, self-control. There was times I got in the middle of a fight, and I'm arguing with her, and he'd bring that to my attention. I'm like, not now, Lord, I'm busy fighting. You know, but I would stop. I'm like, okay. So I just grit my teeth, and I was wondering if I have any teeth left at all. But, you know, I didn't smash them on my mouth. And I just turn around and walk away. And she's, you know, I can't fight when you're the only one there. So it's over with. And I told her what was going on, you know. She could see a change in me because I started coming to church. It was a lot different, but. Just not toward her. So anyway, you know, that eventually, gradually, as I started to practice this, you know, the Lord knew where my heart was. He knew I wanted to do that. And anybody here, if you're having trouble like that, you know, you can pray and ask the Lord. I mean, it says, in James, it even says you have not because you ask not. Well, you know, if you ask in anything in the will of God, he's not going to hold it from you. What could be more in his will but to want to live by the way he says to live? Amen. So that's what I would do. I'm like, Lord, help me have this toward her. Help me, you know. So it got to the point where instead of being in the middle of an argument, the Lord would have to remind me. He'd remind me before I go over. And I pray for the situation. And then it got to the point where I could just be, and I didn't even think about it. She'd start arguing, and I would just tell her, I'm not going to argue with you. It doesn't solve anything. We'll talk when it's better time to. But right now, it's not good. You know, and I just walk away from it. So it got to, from the point of having to stop in the middle of it to where that's just a normal way now of dealing with a situation. And really with anybody, if you practice walking in these, you get better at walking in them. The more you practice it, and it really takes someone with an adversary like my ex-wife. For me, I would have never looked at these. I would have never tried walking in these. Not like I do now if it wasn't for her. So, you know, thank God for my ex-wife, really. I thank God for her. Not that we got divorced, because that's not good, but, you know, that I'm able to, something good is coming out of that now. So I can apply these. These come a lot more naturally to every aspect of my life now, since I've been applying, I had to apply them to her in a hard situation. You know. But anyway, so you have an ex-wife or an ex-husband, and they're doing that. You start doing that, and be kind to them. There's times I would show up, you know, to the house, and she had her Ashton, their little boy, that she, you know, she got pregnant with when we were still married. You know, even that little kid, I hated him as a little kid just because of what it represented, you know. And I would come, and I would stop at the store, and I'd buy maybe, you know, if I was stopping there to get Gabe something, I bought him something too. Get Gabe a candy bar, take it over, I get Ashton one. So you're being kind, and you can be kind to that person and your exes by being kind to their kids. I mean, really hard for someone to get mad at you when you're good to their kids. You know, even if she didn't like me showing up, she didn't like seeing me, she wanted to fight with me, I come over and he always called me, "Hey, Mr. Gabe's dad." You know, 'cause he's just a little kid. And he'd go, "I'm going to ride in your Jeep," and I take time, we go for a ride. And even if she wanted to get mad and fight with me, she had a really hard time doing it because you're being kind to somebody. And that goes with every aspect in life, you know. I had other situations, and someone was treating me unfairly and unjust, and I really don't even know why. But I started treating them kindly. And now, after about a year, I have a good relationship with that person, you know. And it just wasn't something that, okay, I'm going to show up, I'm going to be kind to you one time. Okay, now it's over. And this takes some time, especially when you have some deep-rooted problems with that person, you know. And if you have an ex-spouse, you have deep-rooted problems with them because something happened there wrong that you went from loving them to hating them. You know, or you'd still be married if it was the other way around. But anyway, so you got to find out, what's God want me to do? Yeah, I'm going to practice these things. So the first thing I had to do was some repentance. I had to repent for what I felt about her and ask God to forgive her and him along the way. You know, I asked God, and, you know, it got to the point where it's hard to pray for someone you don't like, you know, but if you can get yourself to that and you can make, you know, get yourself to the point of, I'm going to start praying for you. I don't like you. I don't even really like praying for you. I mean, I was honest with God. I told him, I said, I know I got to pray for her. You want me to pray for her, but I don't want to. I still don't really like her that much. Anyway, I pray, and a lot of it was a begrudging and probably not a real productive prayer because it wasn't really. There was this much tiny bit in my heart that was toward this. The rest of it was, you know. But as you pray for them, it's almost like you take on a responsibility for that person after a little bit of time. You know, and the easier it gets to pray for them. And I found myself really caring about her salvation and his salvation. And, you know, I found myself really, really coming around to, and this is what the Lord does. If you want to do this and you ask him to help you, he'll help you. And starting out, it's not easy. It's really, really hard to start out. Kind of like, you know, if I wanted to go out and run a marathon, well, I eat a little bit too much now. It'd be really hard for me to go out there. I'd run around the block and I'd want to die. But after about a couple of years of that, I'd be able to run around the block like crazy. You train your body. It's the same way you train yourself in this. So you're praying for the person and you're really getting involved in that. You're treating them kind. You're treating them the way you really want to be treated yourself. They start to come around. So if you have someone in your life, ex-spouse, boss, coworker, and for some reason you just can't stand them and they can't stand you, you really, you know, you got two things you can do. You can hate them do like the world says. You, even if you have a right, you think you have a right to hate them. They did something wrong to me. You know, it, you don't have a right for that anymore. If you got, if you accepted the Lord and you're saved, you don't have that luxury of wanting to hate someone. You have to learn how to forgive them somehow. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but the Lord will show you how. He doesn't want us to live like that. Because I've heard a lot of people say, I can't forgive that person. Just can't do it. You know, they hurt me too much. They did this. And, you know, there isn't, you can't hurt a person more any more than your spouse. Your spouse can hurt you more than anybody else ever could. I've had my mom die. I would rather go through my mother dying again than I would her leaving, because my mom didn't choose to die and leave me. She chose, you're not good enough for me. I like this guy better. That's some hurtful stuff. So if you can get over that, and it is possible to get over it. You know, it just, if you can look at yourself and ask the Lord, show me where I'm wrong. He'll do it. I think he likes doing that sometimes. Show me where I'm wrong, Lord. Okay, you asked for it. And then you ask him, now help me to change. And he loves that even more, because that's what he desires mostly, is to change us like he is. You know, he got treated horrible. He got treated bad. People, for no good reason, say all kinds of horrible things, did all kinds of horrible things to him. Did he ever stop loving them? No. He still treated them kind. Some of the people he treated the kindest were the people that were out to get him, So you want to act like that. I guess, there's a one way, I would use the, with my ex, I don't know if it'll help anybody here. Anybody ever get in an argument with anybody, and they start bringing up all the things you did wrong. You did this to me, you did that to me, And my ex-wife, she loved doing that. I need money, and you didn't give me anything, and you were out the bar all night last night, I knew you were, and I need money for, And she would go on, I'd look at her, and she wanted to bring up these things that I did way back, and I'm not even doing them now. I'm coming to church, that's not even doing that, but she had to hold on to something to fight with me about. And I would just look at her and I said, you're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. She didn't know what to do. You've seen a person's face go from angry to confused in about 2 seconds. Is when they want to fight with you and tell you everything you did that was wrong, you tell them, you're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. She was just shocked. And how in the world can you fight with someone like that? You can't. You take all. It's almost like she has this spiritual arsenal of weaponry to use against you, and you just threw a bomb in there and blew it all up. They got nothing to come at you with again. Well, what do you mean? I'm sorry. You want me to forgive you? And because it was never like that before. It was like you did this. Well, you did that. And that really, really works. I guess that's the biggest thing, is doing that, disarming them, and all their preconceived notions. We went from that. I brought those blackberries in today. My ex-wife stopped over yesterday with some blackberries for Andrew. I was going to make some jelly. And I told her, I said, oh yeah, I said, I'm getting these baked beans ready. I said, we got a thing at church. I said, actually, I'm going to be talking about you. I said, I'm going to be talking about getting along with ex-spouses and stuff and everything like that. And she just laughed. She went back home and she got a whole another case of those blackberries. She had a bunch of them and she brought them over. Oh, here, take these, and down to the. So those are from my ex-wife. So anybody that ate them, don't blame me. But we went from not being able to be in the same room for 2 seconds with each other to now she can come. If I told her I was going to be talking about her tomorrow back then, what do you mean? You better not be talking about, but she knows now that I'm not going to be talking about her in a bad way. I'm not going to be, she's still not saved. I still pray for her. I would love for her to be saved. And my wife does too. Well, my first wife's name was Kim. Now my second wife's name is Kim. So, yeah, my dad calls them Kim 1 and Kim 2. But, I hope there's never a third wife, Kim. but it goes as we say, I talked about a lot about me. And what I did this way, she's done a lot too. If you're with somebody and they have an ex or they have a child with somebody else, whatever it is, that person you're married to now or you're with now, they have to deal with that too. You know, there can be a lot of jealousy, especially in women, you know, toward, you know, she treated her with kindness. And, you know, we go to like some of Gabe's football games, and before, you know, I would almost be like, I sit on one side of the field and she's on the other. Now, me and Kim are sitting down with Kim and Keith, all four of us together watching a game, talking, laughing, having a good time. You know, and it was a lot of that's credit to my wife now, Kim. that is confusing, you know. But a lot of that's to her is that she treated her, you know, with kindness. She treated her with love. She's not jealous and envious or, you know, stuff like that, you know. You know, but and my ex-wife, she treats her with a lot of compassion and love too, because she knows what it's like to be married to me. It's not easy. I think she feels sorry for her, you know. I'm sure she does. But so you're also, you know, whatever you are, if you're with that person, you're married to them, they got kids of somebody else, you got to treat that person too. It takes two people to be kind like that, and relationships do change. You can take the most bitter of enemies and make them, you know, I wouldn't say we're the closest of friends. It's not like I call them up and want to hang out with them on the weekends, but I can be around them, you know. If she was here today, I'd have no problem sitting down at the same table with her, you know, all of them, and, you know, I'll go over to her house now, and Keith will be out there, and I'll stay there 15, 20 minutes just talking to him about whatever. You know, he has a Jeep. I got one. We talk about that stuff. It could never happen before, and it really couldn't happen if the Lord wouldn't have intervened and started to show me, you know, how you do this, you know, treat them. It really is treating them the way you like to be treated yourself, because they're never going to change. The only way you're going to change that relationship is to change yourself, and you can't do it yourself, because, you know, if you could change yourself, you wouldn't need Jesus. They can't. They're stuck where they're at. They're never going to change. They can't change themselves. They don't know the Lord. And until then, they're stuck in this. You're not. You know the Lord. You have the Spirit of the Lord inside you. You can change. You might not want to change because it's easy to hold on to that hatred. But if you can let that hatred go, you can change. And the Lord will start changing your heart. And you will start to feel, you can start to feel a love for that person again. In a forgiveness, and you really, I tell you what, I pray for my ex-wife and I don't know what you call him, boyfriend, husband, I whatever it is now, I don't know. I pray for them all the time that they come to know the Lord. And couldn't do that before, but you can do it. It's possible. So whoever you hate, and if there is anybody, you gotta get that hatred out of your heart anyway. You know, if you won't forgive them, God's not going to forgive you. That was a big one. That's what, you know, he really brought me to that. I saw that. I'm like, holy smokes, man. I got to learn to do this because I'm in big trouble if I don't. Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Good luck. I'm going to take this home.